seated, and we continue with our gospel reading.
The gospel reading comes from Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because it was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
I invite our children's choir forward for Sussex Carol.
Quest.
Aren't the children doing a wonderful job? Yay.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like a room for the night.
Do you have a reservation?
No, I don't.
Are you the member of the Judean-Lee Travelers Club?
No, I've never heard of that.
In that case, it's going to be hard. I have a shepherd's convention in town for Hanukkah and the census, so not a lot of room.
Well, whatever you can do. We're pretty tired.
One bed or two?
Either is fine.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking. My wife is pregnant.
Not looking good. I have a hair suite, which is a smoking room.
How much is that?
59 denarii.
59 denarii?
It's our best room.
That's all you have?
The shepherd's convention is pretty big.
Okay, fine, fine. It's better than being on the street, I guess.
Would you be parking at the hotel?
Yes.
Make and model.
It's a 13 BC grade on you.
Would you like cover parking? It comes with a hair suite along with a free dancing girl.
That's fine. You don't need the dancing girl.
I still have you to charge you for her.
Can I just get the key to my room?
Sure thing. Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Well, we're talking. Somebody booked a room online.
Booked it online? How is that possible?
You wanted me to remove the free dancing girl, so I undid the reservation. So somebody has reserved it in that time.
Look, my wife and Donkey are out there right now, and she's about to give birth any minute.
Wish I could help.
You can help. Give us a room.
There's really nothing I could do. You can leave the donkey here.
The donkey? What about my pregnant wife?
Would you like her barking?
Seriously? Yeah. And while you're at it, give me a spot too. The next thing you know, she'll be having her baby.
Another person in covered parking. That'll be extra.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the wonderful disruption Christmas is in our lives. We thank you that Christmas doesn't fit in our schedules, but our schedules fit around Christmas. So help us to open up our hearts to your grace. In your name we pray. Amen. There's something about Christmas that really is a disruption. You know, every year Christmas happens on a different day. Today, Christmas Eve is on a Friday. Christmas will be on a Saturday. Next year, I believe it pushes one more day over. So Christmas Eve will be on a Saturday, and Christmas Day will be on a Sunday next year. And so it goes. And of course, leap years, I'm not even sure what happens. But you know, it's different than Easter. Easter is always on a Sunday. Sure, it changes from maybe March or April, but our schedules don't change. We know that we'll gather on Thursday for Maundy Thursday and foot washing and communion, Friday for the crucifixion, Saturday, Holy Saturday, maybe Easter Vigil, and we know that on Sundays, we can plan on it, we will celebrate the resurrection. Christmas isn't like that. It comes at different days and at different times. It disrupts our schedule. Last year, we had a member post on Facebook that their Christmas cactus bloomed on both Christmas and on Easter. That's what Carla said, so she started calling it her Creaster cactus. Christmas is a disruption in our schedules, And we have to fit our schedules around Christmas. My wife and I, Sherry, are blessed to have 5 children. And each one of their births was unique. The first birth, of course, was the newest. And the hope was to have the baby traditionally. Well, we ended up needing a cesarean section. So the second birth was scheduled. You'd think that would relieve your anxiety, but in case, it does not. In truth, it does not. Instead, your anxiety builds into the scheduled time and place. And I remember going to the hospital in Baldwin Park, and we were there on time, we had everything packed, you'd think it was all going to be fine. But minutes before the scheduled time, my beloved wife, Sherry, got a bit anxious, and I tried calming her down, saying different things, and it wasn't working, there was nothing I could say, and finally she said, "Call the nurse right now." Well, we had met the nurse earlier. She was a lovely woman who had a beautiful accent. And when Sherry rang the buzzer and the nurse came running down the hall, and she walked into the room and she said, "What is the matter?" And Sherry was anxious and trembling, and she said, "I'm really tired, I'm very hungry, and I'm very scared." And the nurse looked at her, and with great compassion, she went, "Okay, you are tired because you have not slept. You are hungry because you have not eaten. And you are scared because you are having a baby." And that made us all chuckle, because the nurse was excellent at pointing out the obvious. But it lightened our spirits. She won our confidence, and soon the process unfolded. Even though our nerves were on edge, God's grace came through. In fact, I remember after Charles was born, the same nurse who I saw wearing a little gold cross around her neck took the baby, and in all the other 4 experiences, you know, they do the little sponge bath, little squirt, little soft sponge. No, the same nurse took the baby, dunked him in a bucket of water, and scrubbed him. And I remember his little head bobbing like this. I don't know if she gave him a bath in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but I wouldn't have put it past her. That woman put her faith into action. And by her kindness to us in our time of anxiety, she showed us God's grace. Sometimes people ask me, "Pastor, are you ready for Christmas?" And the truth is that I'm never really ready for Christmas. It's always a bit more than we can handle. There's always a bit of anxiety, and I think that that's okay. Because when we are pushed outside of our comfort zone, when we are overwhelmed by the tasks at hand, it reminds us that we need God's grace. God's grace to show us the way. And that is what tonight is all about. It's about God's grace coming to us in the form of a baby, about God's grace being poured out to care for this baby Christ child who was born, and to remind us and to teach each of us that we are saved not by how good we are, not by external measures, not by how good we can prepare for Christmas or how great the decorations are. We are saved by God's grace. And so everything else we do is just icing on the cake. It's a celebration. It's fun because we are saved by God's grace, by God's unconditional love for you in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.